The epistle appointed to be read for Palm Sunday is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Philippians, chapter 2. Brethren, let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but abased himself, taking the form of a servant, being made to the likeness of men, and in the habit found as a man. He humbled himself, becoming obedient unto death, even to the death of the cross. Wherefore God hath exalted his name, and hath given him a name which is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee should bow of those that are in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that the Lord Jesus Christ is in the glory of God the Father. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 21. At that time, when Jesus drew nigh to Jerusalem and was come to Bethpage unto Mount Olivet, then he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, Go ye into the village that is over against you, and immediately ye will find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if any man shall say unto you, What anything to you, say ye that the Lord hath need of them, and forthwith he will let them go. Now all this was done that the word might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Sion, Behold, thy king cometh to thee, meek and sitting upon an ass, and a colt, the foal of her that is used to the yoke. And the disciples going did as Jesus commanded them. And they brought the ass and the colt, and they laid their garments upon them, and made him sit thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way, and others cut down boughs from the trees, and strewed them in the way. And the multitude that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. He humbled himself, becoming obedient unto death, even unto the death of the cross. Words taken from the epistle of today's Mass, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, at First Mass this morning we had the solemn ceremonies by which our Holy Mother, the Church, annually commemorates the first Palm Sunday. And as these ceremonies are not repeated at this Mass, I wanted to nevertheless describe them for those of you who are unable to attend First Mass. To add to the beauty and the impact of the ceremonies of this morning, the Church provided us with hymns, antiphons, and scripture readings, all of which narrated the events of the first Palm Sunday. The ceremonies themselves were divided into three parts. The first was the blessing of the palms, then we had the distribution of the palms, and for those who have not received the palms yet, they will be in the vestibule on a table for you to take home as many as you need. And finally, we had a procession. The palms having been blessed and distributed, we processed outside around the chapel bearing palms in our hands. And in our hearts and in our thoughts, we bore in mind Christ's triumphal procession into Jerusalem on the first Palm Sunday. Although we won't go on procession now, we should remember that the palms which we will take home are sacramentals. And because they are sacramentals, they should be treated with respect and kept in a place of honor in our home, such as behind a crucifix or a holy picture. When the procession returned to the church, we found that the doors were locked. We were thus barred from entering the church. This reminded us that men's souls were excluded from heaven until Christ died upon the cross, redeeming us. The choir then alternately sang a beautiful hymn known as the Gloria Laus. Part of the choir was within the church, the other part was outside. The choir within the church represented the church triumphant in heaven, those souls who are already now enjoying their eternal happiness, while those of us standing in the cold outside signified the church militant who must still suffer and labor on earth. The locked doors represented the gates of heaven closed on account of the sins of Adam. And so, just as it was the cross of Christ that opened the gates of heaven for all of us, So did the subdeacon bearing the cross cause the doors to be opened by striking them with the cross three times. When he did this, the doors of the church opened, representing to us that the gates of heaven were opened by the cross of Christ. We then entered the church and Mass began. And through the prayers of Mass, we abruptly ceased to consider that glorious procession of Palm Sunday, and instead we began to consider our Lord's passion and death. Beginning with the introit, which was a prayer for deliverance from the mouth of a lion, and following through the prayers, especially the reading of the Passion. The Gospel itself today being the account of the Passion according to St. Matthew. Now this change was no accident. For you see, our Holy Mother the Church wants us to remember that although there was a triumphal procession on Palm Sunday, our Lord's true and lasting triumph over Satan took place on Good Friday. The procession in which our Savior truly vanquished Lucifer, sin, and death for all time was the way of the cross. Thus, while we consider these two processions today, one very joyful and one the ultimate in sorrow, let us realize that with the palms we have in our hands, there has been a true palm of victory won for us. The victory which represents not our Lord's seeming victory over his enemies on Palm Sunday, but the true and lasting victory of the cross, whereby our sins are forgiven. When we consider the palm then in our hand and hanging in our house going from today forward, we should realize that in order to bear an eternal palm of victory, we too must take up our cross and follow Christ on Good Friday. In this valley of tears, where sin and its effects must be daily conquered, we ought not to look for the glories of Palm Sunday, which were so short-lived, but we must look for that lasting victory through struggles and trials of Good Friday. As our Lord told us, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Let us then take up that cross. Let us obey the commandments of God and fulfill the duties of our state in life. Let us earnestly strive to take up the cross of our daily duties and follow our Lord up that hill of Calvary. Let us always keep in mind, my dear friends, that the glories of Palm Sunday had entirely vanished by Good Friday. But the triumph of Good Friday will last in the souls of the just for all eternity. May Almighty God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.